I'm Carol Hills. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Big news for fans of the Portland Trailblazers today. Enes Kanter, the 6'11 center, formerly with the New York Knicks, is joining the West Coast team. This news is not likely to be in the headlines in Kanter's home country of Turkey. He's been an outspoken critic of the Turkish government, and he even fears what could happen if he goes back there. At times, Kanter has responded to the controversy with humor. Here he is on Trevor Noah.
If you talk against the government or the regime or the President Erdogan, then they think they're your terrorists.
Right.
That's why they were claiming me as a terrorist. So I'm like,
yeah, they've labeled you as a terrorist.
Yes, and then I actually tweet that and say, only thing I terrorize is their basketball rim. You know, that's how you gotta put it. You know what I mean?
It's not just a joke, though. We caught up with Enes Kanter today just before practice, and I asked him where his fears come from.
They came to my house 2 years ago, and they took all the electronics away. They raided my house in Turkey, the phones away, laptops away, computers away, and they wanted to see if I'm still in contact with my family or not.
Are you taking security precautions now as an NBA player in the U.S.?
Of course. I mean, almost everywhere I go, I always have someone with me. Well, the only place I go alone is the restroom.
I've read that you believe that the Turkish government's after you because of your support of Fethullah Gulen.
Yes.
And at what point in your career, in your life, did you start feeling pressure from the Turkish government?
Well, I think it all started with the coup attempt back in 2016, July 15. And after that, I was very outspoken about all this politics stuff and what's going on in Turkey. I have a very big platform. That's why they were trying to get after me.
You just said the only place you go to alone is the bathroom.
Yes.
What are the sort of daily security precautions you take?
Well, I always have someone with me, even if I go to a street, if I go to a restaurant, if I go out there to walk, practice, arena, basketball gym, just in case I always have someone with me.
Has your family ever been able to see you play basketball?
It's very crazy because I was playing with New York Knicks and they banned every New York Knicks games in Turkey. Before New York Knicks, I was playing for Oklahoma City Thunder and they banned every Oklahoma City Thunder game in Turkey. So it's so hard for them to even watch me play basketball.
When's the last time you saw your family?
Last time I saw my family was back in 2015.
And do you have any plans to visit them?
Of course, I want to see my family. I actually wanted to bring my family in America, but they made a hole in their passport so they cannot travel.
And is your family also supporters of Fethullah Gulen?
They were. Back in the day, yes.
Do you feel like your celebrity and fame gives you a kind of protection?
I think so. Because I don't. If they do anything to me or my family or anyone I know, it becomes viral in America and in Turkey.
What about Turkish friends of yours who don't have that security? Do you have,
yes,
Turkish friends who are also overseas and don't have that same security?
Yeah, of course. I mean, my story is just one. And there are lots of stories out there is way worse than mine.
Do you have any message for your fans back home?
I wish I can tell them and show them that I am not a bad guy. I'm a good guy. All I'm trying to do is try to stand with democracy, freedom, and human rights. You know, I understand this is not my job. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a politician. I'm just a basketball player. But just because of no one is out there going to talk about these issues, I have to talk about these issues. And of course, it does affect my career. It does affect my life. But it's the road I'm taking because I'm trying to be the voice of all those innocent people.
You've got this political drama that's part of your life. How does it feel when you just get out in the court and play basketball?
It's tough because you always think about the issues. You always think about your family. You always think about those innocent people. You always think about all those innocent people in jail. If I bring those conversations to the court, it'll be very selfish of me. Whenever I step on that court, it's just me, basketball, and my teammates.
NBA star Enes Kanter, he's recently been traded to the Portland Trailblazers. Thanks, Enes. Have a great practice.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.